you know, I've been reading everybody everywhere, and you know, everybody says on paper, you know, Golden State is the better team. So tell me then, which matchups does Cleveland have to exploit for them to win this series?
I think the big obvious one is LeBron James against, well, Harrison Barnes probably most of the time, Draymond Green some of the time, Andre Iguodala some of the time. I think they need to put him in the post. They need to try to draw a second defender. I think the Warriors are going to try to do with LeBron basically what they did with James Harden. They're going to try to contain him as much as they can one-on-one and not let him get other guys involved. Because, yeah, LeBron has been brilliant in these playoffs. That's obviously the biggest advantage that the Cavs have, is having the best player in the world on their team. But if it's just LeBron against the Warriors are going to win. The reason why they got here is because he was creating open shots for his teammates. He was getting other guys involved. And I think what the Cavs are going to have to do is they're going to have to really establish him early and then draw a second defender to him and then try to, you know, they don't have a lot of other individual one-on-one matchups. I mean, especially if Kyrie Irving isn't healthy. So they need to get other guys open looks. They need to have other guys catch the ball in positions where they already kind of have an advantage.
James, we talk about those secondary guys and the question mark around Irving. When you look at that supporting cast, do you see somebody that might just jump in and share that spotlight? You know, is it Shumpert? Is it, you know, Smith? I don't know which one. What's your bet?
Depend. If we're counting Kyrie Irving, then I would say he's the guy who's probably the most important secondary offensive player. I think if you just look at that team, they don't have a lot of guys that can create both for themselves and for others. And I think against this Warriors team, it's much more important than at any other round of the playoffs that it's not just LeBron making plays. You need that secondary ball handler. And I think if all goes well for Cleveland, that'll be Kyrie Irving. And if he is not quite himself, then they're going to need J.R. Smith to contribute in a big way, because he is the other guy. He can make really difficult shots. He had my favorite quote of the playoffs probably when he said that open shots were boring and that he preferred taking contested shots. And I think that says everything you need to know about his game. If he can be a secondary scorer, that will be big for Cleveland. But I think ideally it's Kyrie Irving playing at an all-star level for them.
James, as you look at the matchup between the two head coaches, Steve Kerr and David Blatt are both first-time head coaches in the NBA. Which coach, in your opinion, did a better job of getting their team to the final?
I think Kerr, he was my coach of the year pick. I think he's just done an incredible job. I mean, he came in with a very good roster, but he had that very good roster buy into playing a different way offensively. There's a lot more ball movement, a lot more player movement, a lot more dribble handoffs, more passing. It's just a much prettier team to watch. And I think he had a difficult task in some ways because they had a glut at certain positions. And, you know, he got former All-Stars and David Lee and Andre Iguodala to both accept coming off the bench. And I don't think that's necessarily an easy thing to do. I don't think it's necessarily an easy thing to do either, to follow a guy like Mark Jackson, who, yeah, he took a bit of a beating in the media. But inside that locker room, aside from one or two players, he was beloved. He had a special relationship with a lot of those guys, and I think Kerr came in. All the players have said it. I mean, Stephen Curry said at his MVP press conference that he came in and he handled everything the right way. He had a proper respect to the culture that they've established. They changed a few things defensively, but not that much. They changed a lot offensively, though, and I think that's just been incredibly significant. They've made some player moves in between last season and this one, and there was some individual development that happened too, but I think the biggest thing that happened to this team was Kerr freed them up to play a whole different style. Blatt, I think, doesn't get the credit that he deserves for how he handled everything and the pressure and the expectations, and I think he's done a very good job in the postseason. But to me, Kerr was just beyond anybody else in the league in terms of the impact he had as a head coach, especially a first-time head coach.
James Herbert from CBS joins us previewing Game 1 of the NBA Final. You can catch that game right here on TSN 1260. James, LeBron has had some fantastic seasons in his time in the NBA, 4 MVPs. He's been to the finals now a bunch of times. But where does this season rank in regards to some of his other years, when the fact that, you know, he's maybe had better individual seasons, but it seemed like he's really turned into a leader this year?
Yeah, when you look at it individually, I think he's definitely had better seasons. I think just statistically the numbers bear that out. He missed some games this year because He had to sit out for some rest. I think the whole first part of the season, his defense wasn't at the same level that it's been at in years past, and I think that's still sort of the case now. But I think overall the burden that he put on himself to get this team, this young team, and this team that also changed a bunch of parts throughout the season and really keep it together and really lead the team, I think that's been a huge accomplishment. I think this postseason, while his shot has been way off for the entire playoffs, I mean, he hasn't been able to make a three-pointer hardly. The way that he's produced in spite of that, the way that he's made his teammates better, the way that even when the defense is totally focused on him, he can make the play, he can make big shots, and more importantly, he can elevate the games of guys like Iman Shumpert and Matthew Dellavedova and J.R. Smith and Timothy Mozgov. And these guys are playing the best basketball of their careers pretty much across the board. And I think he's been a big part of their defensive improvement in the season. The finals is not something that a lot of people expected when you were looking 40, 50, 60 games into the season. But they really turned things around, and I think LeBron has to get a whole ton of credit for that, because when he did come back from that mid-season rest period that he had, he was a totally different guy. And obviously the work that he's done as a leader, he's talked about it a lot in terms of the patience that he's needed to have. That was a huge challenge, and I think he really accepted that, and he's done an awesome job with it.
CBS Sports NBA writer James Herbert joins us. NBA Finals Game 1 goes tonight on TSN 1260. David Blatt, you know, he's a longtime career coach over in Europe. This guy was multiple Coach of the Year awards in many different leagues. He's won a lot of European titles. He came over here and, you know, midway through the season, everyone's like, oh, he's going to get fired. LeBron's not listening to him or anything. How do you feel he's done as a coach? What was he maybe quickly cast aside for his coaching, or is LeBron running the team?
I think that's an interesting one. I think he took a lot of criticism, and some of it was deserved, some of it wasn't. I think he had a difficult task coming in because of the makeup of the roster. It wasn't very balanced. They needed to be better defensively. They had too many guys who wanted the ball, and I think some of the roster moves that general manager David Griffin made were huge in terms of reshaping this team and giving him just a more balanced assortment of players to deal with and to mold into a team, because it really wasn't working earlier on in the season. And I think he had to accept that some things weren't going to go like the way that he planned them. He initially wanted to run an offense that was very much based on the Princeton offense, and they pretty much abandoned that. They pretty much went to a much simpler way of doing things offensively throughout the regular season. After about a month of the regular season, he switched things up there. And you saw a team that got better as the year went on, and I think that's a sign of a guy who got more comfortable over here coaching in the NBA. And I think, you know, we'll see him probably go back to a little bit more of the way that he wants to play. He wants more ball movement generally philosophically than we've seen from this Cavs team in the playoffs, but it's worked. They've been one of the better offensive teams in the playoffs. I think he made some great adjustments defensively in the postseason in terms of playing a more conservative style, not necessarily trying to force as many turnovers, but really protecting the rim and really being a tough, physical, smart defensive team. I think he deserves a lot of credit. I think he got a lot of criticism. Part of the reason why he got a lot of criticism was that LeBron didn't exactly go to bat for him. I mean, he didn't disavow him or anything, but it really wasn't until last week that LeBron James came out and said, I think he's done an unbelievable job this season and people should be giving him more credit. And I think if he had said that back in January, then it would have been less of a story than it was then. But I don't think it was ever at the point where he was really in danger of losing his job. I think they wanted to give him this season to figure it out. That's what David Griffin has said publicly, and I think unless LeBron had demanded a change, that is what would have happened. I think his resume overseas speaks for itself, and the fact that they're in the finals, that speaks for itself too. I think he's a good coach. He's gotten better throughout the year, and he should be even better next year than he is now.
James, you know, Golden State has a lot of ways to beat you. You know, going in, everybody knows that. More depth, more ways to win. LeBron back in Cleveland, he's going to need some help. He's a big game player. When you break it down, we know how it looks analysis-wise. Do you have any gut feeling as to which way this one's going to go? I mean, The book says Golden State, but LeBron's got some motivation.
Yeah, the pick might seem boring, but I've been thinking Golden State all along. I've been thinking since, you know, it's felt like Golden State's year, hasn't it? I mean, even halfway through the season, they were on a historic pace, and they really kept it up. They won 67 games. They were the fastest team in the league and the best defensive team in the league, which just really doesn't happen in the NBA. And they have this amazing offense that's capable of going on these runs. They're the second best offensive team in the NBA throughout the regular season. And honestly, they had a little bit of a scare against Memphis, but nothing that I've seen in these playoffs has made me change my mind. I think the Cavs are better than I thought they'd be, especially after they lost Kevin Love in the first round. And I think if they can keep playing at the level that they've been playing at in the playoffs, then it should be a competitive long series. But at the same time, I think it's going to be a lot harder to play at that level against this Golden State team, because I really don't think that any of what they've seen out east is comparable to what this juggernaut of a Warriors team is going to bring at them. I picked Golden State in six. I wouldn't be surprised if it was Golden State in five, but I say that, and I'm scared as I say it, because you never want to discount LeBron James. You never want to overlook what the Cavaliers have done in the second half of the season in the playoffs.
It's going to be a great series. We appreciate the rundown, James. Enjoy it.
Thanks a lot for having me.